can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there for free. Again, freetalklive.com. Much to discuss, of course, here tonight. And still to come, we didn't get to the 10 jobs in libertarian paradise, which is written by the Daily Kos, so it's not going to be friendly.
No, it's not.
We'll get to that. But first, Wes Bertrand is with us, the man behind Complete Liberty, a book and also a podcast at CompleteLiberty.com. Wes, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm coming to you over Google Voice, so hopefully the sound quality is okay.
Yeah, it sounds pretty crisp and clean. So
adequate. Yep.
We're good to go. Now, you're calling from your midpoint transitional point. To where is it? Is it Idaho or Iowa? Where are you at?
It's the multivitamin fortified compound in central Idaho. My folks have a ranch up here. It's about 60 acres worth. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And
pretty
you're
remote and no cell phone signal up here, so I'm just going with the net thing.
Oh, glad you got it net out in the woods. It's always a good thing. So you're going to be making the move at some point up here to, from what I understand, Keene, New Hampshire, unless things have changed.
Again, yes, I was there. I moved there in the spring of 2006, and then I moved back to San Diego in the summer of 2007, pretty much to get involved in a clinical trial to treat my type 1 diabetes. But that fell through, and I ended up stuck in horrible San Diego for 3 years, guys.
Yikes. I'm sorry to hear about that on both accounts. But you weren't actually in Keene before. Weren't you in the upper valley of New Hampshire previously?
I used to come down to those meetups because I had a lot more kindred spirits down there, being a voluntarist, than some of the political stuff. So, but I was actually in Penacook, north of Concord. And I spent a lot of time at the State House, actually, gathering evidence, empirical evidence, to try to figure out what is the best way, the most effective way to actually achieve a stateless society, a society of complete liberty, where people actually own their property and they make their choices with their property without infringing other people.
So did you figure it out? What is the most effective way?
Well, that was kind of the culmination of the 10th chapter of my book. I sorted out the facts from the fiction as best I could, and from what I could see, the process of playing politics is antithetical to actually achieving liberty because it is endorsing a system that is based on irrational premises and unjust actions, basically, on a daily basis. Anyone that's involved in government is by definition involved in a coercive organization that's not based on any sort of voluntary choice by people in the marketplace. Even though you have lots of people voting, and this is the topic I wanted to discuss tonight, because you guys discussed this with Darren last night. People endorse government through voting, do they not?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Really? I vote. I would say so.
Oh, that's Sam?
Hey, yeah,
Sam.
It is. Hey. I would say, yeah, that when people participate in the system, it's not that they're endorsing it, but they're granting it legitimacy. And they're saying, you know, to the activists may be able to tell the difference. Like, I know if I were to go and vote, I know what I'm doing. I know that it's, you know, not really going to make a difference unless it's in a really small local election that's really close, which the odds are pretty slim that that's the case. But to the unindoctrinated masses out there that go and vote, the encouraging them to go out and vote really just sort of reinforces the legitimacy of government in my mind.
Mm-hmm. And government always wins, do they not? I mean, when you vote, are you ever voting to get rid of government?
Yeah, I think you are. You know, you're getting rid of pieces of government at a time because government doesn't actually exist, as you and I would agree, right? Government is men and women who don't mind using force and violence to get what they want. And if you can use the voting process in order to prevent the government from doing X, Y, or Z, then government loses because it is something that it can't do.
Okay, but the process itself, going to the voting booth and pulling that lever or throwing that ballot in, as Stefan Molyneux has pointed out, a suggestion box for slaves, it doesn't get us out of our enslavement in this political matrix.
No, it certainly doesn't.
Even if they rescind certain laws, even if some free staters get involved in the political machinery and get rid of some laws, the purpose of voting, the reason it's set up, actually, is to control other people and their property. That's the inception of it to begin with. It's not set up to actually
Well, I'm not sure how it is that voting, it doesn't make sense to me how voting is set up to control other people. It seems to me that it's indoctrination that allows people to allow themselves to be controlled. They're the ones who choose to pay. They're the ones who choose to obey these government people. Voting seems to me nothing more than a little trivial matter.
Okay, but if it is trivial, then we should just get rid of it entirely, right?
Well, if you were to get rid of it, what do you think? I mean,
that'd be great. I'm all in favor of that.
What does not voting have to do with getting rid of voting? Is what I want to know. Because
okay.
It doesn't.
So
it is, if it's a suggestion box, Wes. Yeah, well, it doesn't. What does voting have to do with getting rid of voting? By voting or not voting, you're not going to have anything to do with people getting rid of voting. That does. There's been plenty of people throughout American history that have chosen not to vote, and voting's still here. If there was a suggestion box, if you and I were slaves, and I'm willing to go for that, if there was a suggestion box, I would put in that suggestion box, please stop beating Wes. And I don't think by putting in that suggestion box, please stop beating Wes, that I in any way endorse the person who beats on him. Okay.
Okay, so, I understand your intentions, and I actually appreciate that because I don't like to get beat on either, and I'd say the same for you. But the process itself is legitimizing this scheme by which people do get beat up on, and most of the people, for
but
every
back
person
that up.
You...
That's just a, you've just made a statement, a positive statement, and I need to see here some kind of you backing that up. How does it legitimize the system? Because I haven't heard that yet.
How does voting legitimize the system? Well, the system is based on controlling other people and their property, right?
I guess. I mean, part of the
because
reason.
Those in government have no property rights jurisdiction. They don't actually own the property that they're trying to control, nor have they voluntarily consented with those in a transaction of agency of sorts to control other people and their property. They're just doing it by fiat, by this collectivistic notion that we're in a state, we're in a city, we're in a town, we're in a county or a nation state.
Right.
And it's based on the premise of communism and collectivism. It's not based on individualism and property rights. So what's the best way for them to essentially hoodwink the people into thinking that they have a say in this process of their own enslavement, even though they don't see it as their own enslavement, right?
Well,
for every person...
Sure, it's I agree with you, Wes. It is a PR thing. It is a PR thing. There's no doubt about it.
And it's no doubt that sometimes when you pass things here in Keene, for instance, there was a thing passed that the bureaucrats had the option of selling the school building, and it was passed by a landslide because people wanted the school building sold, and the bureaucrats didn't sell it because it wasn't phrased properly. And I totally get that. Plenty of times there are many instances where you fail. But if you were an EMT and going to rescue scenes and many of your of the people died, I wouldn't say that would preclude going to rescue scenes in order to help people.
Okay, but what is the actual goal of the voting process for most people? And
I don't have any idea what it is. I can only speak for me.
I agree with you that it is essentially PR, because if they didn't have the voting process, people would see government as more likely dictatorial, that they wouldn't have a say in anything, and it makes them feel like they have a say. And in most cases, you're right, they certainly don't have much of a say, and in 90% of the, 99% of the cases, government wins, big government wins every single time. There's no doubt about that. So I agree with all of that. But also, you've got elections where 3%, 5% will show up. Essentially, the government bureaucrats and their family members show up to these elections time in and time out. So that said, that says that if it's true that voting grants the state legitimacy, then that says that 98 or 97% or 95% of the people out there that are registered voters, that doesn't even include the people that aren't registered voters, that the super majority of people out there don't vote. And so therefore, they don't grant the state legitimacy through that channel. But it doesn't matter, does it? Because all of those people are still paying and they're still obeying. And I want you to address that when we come back. You can stick with us, right?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
more
good.
With Wes Bertrand from CompleteLiberty.com. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Chime in here or anything goes. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away.
Melody!
Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you'll find them on the front page. You go back for the last week, and then if you click to the archives section, that'll take you back to late 2006, all courtesy of HostGator.
That's right. Well, late 2006. It's almost 4 years worth of Free Talk Live. It's brought to you by HostGator.freetalklive.com. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. More than 3,000 templates there. Use coupon, use the portal that we have there, the hostgator.freetalklive.com to get your first month completely free. Hostgator.freetalklive.com.
The voting conversation has cropped up again here on the program.
It is voting season.
Yeah, it is. Wes Bertrand has contacted us. He heard our discussion from last night where we had a guy call in and we talked about voting, and he wanted to field some of the issues himself, and so he's here with us. We're going to bring him back in just a moment. But Sam's also here tonight from ObscuredTruth.com, and I've heard you saying here, it sounds like you're on Wes's side with this one tonight, Sam.
I think so, yeah, and there's another issue here that we sort of started getting to and then went off on a different direction. And that's really that, yes, Mark, people can come in and use the system to reduce the government. And there is nothing stopping someone from coming back in and undoing all of that. And it's actually easier for them to grow the government than it is for anyone to get an effort together to reduce it.
Sure.
So you're not changing anything by using the system to sort of roll it back and reduce the size of government unless you're changing people's mindsets. And that's why I personally believe that civil disobedience is far more effective than voting will ever be.
I agree completely with everything that you've said there.
Okay.
And I believe that the system is the most ineffective way to affect change.
Yes.
But to claim that you can't change things through the system is not. And you didn't claim that.
I wouldn't claim that, yeah.
So when the elections come around, which is only once every 2 years up here in New Hampshire, there's not a whole lot you can do politically in the meantime unless you want to go up to the state house and beg, that kind of thing. So what's the big deal in supporting a principled, liberty-minded candidate like, say, an Andrew Carroll up here in Keene?
You know, if other people want to vote, if other people want to get involved in the system, more power to them.
That's what they're going to do.
What's passionate.
Because people aren't ready for civil disobedience. I mean, look at it.
I understand that. What I'm doing, though, like, I mean, take me as an example here. I'm not interested in voting, but I can still get involved in the political process. And the way I want to get involved is when these politicians come on the air, I want to say, hey, so-and-so, as a representative, you've sworn an oath, or you will be swearing an oath to the New Hampshire Constitution, mm-hmm. which Article 10 states that citizens have the right to revolution under, you know, arbitrary things. And I can give them some examples of arbitrary stuff that the government's doing, like, you know, your trash can't leave Keene. It has to go to the Monopoly City dump that's been enforced by just the fiat laws and several others, and say,
so you're cornering the politician.
So how would give me an example of how you think Article 10 could be used? And I hope you have one, because if not, then that would only leave violent revolution. And I hope you're not endorsing violence, are you?
Oh, I love it. I love that kind of stuff. So, but I mean, I wonder how Wes Bertrand feels about that. Wes, back with us from CompleteLiberty.com. So Sam is, you know, set against voting, but he's still, right now, he's editing some campaign ads. They're not promoting any candidate. They're just attacking certain candidates, as I understand it. I haven't seen them
sort
yet.
Of, yeah.
I haven't seen them. And you know, you're calling in and you're bird-dogging to some extent these politicians.
Absolutely.
Not with the usual political questions, but with unusual questions.
That are geared towards sort of changing people's mindset, because that's the important thing to do.
I agree completely, and that's why I don't have a problem getting involved in the political system, because you can get ideas out there, because unfortunately people care about the political system. The newspapers report on it. The radio talks about it. And so getting somebody like Andrew Carroll, a principled person, on for a radio interview to, I mean, the guy's an open anarchist, that can't be a bad thing.
No, that's great. And, I mean, I even went with you last year to do flyers for Nick Ryder's campaign.
Right,
so you didn't vote for him, right?
No, I don't vote. I'm sorry.
Hold on. I want to get Wes's thoughts on this here. Wes, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I think I disagree with Sam's perspective on at the end. I think we're in alignment up to the point of actually criticizing the actions of people that involve themselves in the political system. I think there's a fundamental difference between getting involved in the system voluntarily as an actual voluntarist, which seems to be contradictory on its face, versus actually trying to counter the propaganda that government foists on people. And I think Sam is doing a great job with that. You know, I watched the video that he did with that checkpoint that the cops set up. I mean, that's really root-striking stuff, because it's bringing the arguments, the moral arguments against violence, to the people that are perpetrating it. Yep. I mean, that's the tip of the spear, basically.
I agree with that.
Getting back to the
Okay, well, let me address that if I may. I agree with that, and I agree with all these forms of activism, but I feel that they are they're psychotic in some way, and I'll explain that. If you talk to a politician or a police officer about these issues, why would you talk to them about it if they're the same as everybody else? Aren't you endorsing their power by even asking them about these things? I mean, aren't you legitimizing the politician by in fact even asking him what he's doing? Shouldn't you be ignoring him?
Well,
it's unfortunate that we can't ignore them, right?
I agree. Yeah, that's why I vote against them.
Ignore the cop that's pulled somebody over on the side of the road. That's what you want me to do?
As far as I can tell, a man with blue flashing lights on his car, somebody willingly pulled over for a man with blue flashing lights on his car.
Because they'll shoot you if you don't.
That's what you believe to be the case, and I would likely agree with you. However, if you're saying that the endorsement of the system comes through participating in it, aren't you in fact participating in the system by even talking to the bureaucrats about their functions within the system?
Well, I agree that doing noncompliance and civil disobedience is a form of ignoring them, right? And then, of course, provoking a response in the Gandhi sort of fashion, because you're basically luring them in to reveal the fact that they have nothing to offer but coercion and violation of individual rights. And then you can use your language of liberty to convince them that what they're doing actually is unjust and immoral, and you're piercing the propaganda scheme. But I don't think it's actually endorsing the system to actually confront people that are doing wrong things to people based on these collectivistic notions that they have this legitimacy to control you and your property because they won the election. And do you think that people, everyone should abide by the outcome of the election? Because there's really a difference here.
I don't see that there's necessarily legitimacy in the government, and it doesn't matter to me who won by what margin, and even if the election was fair or counted. I do, however, think that there that when you're talking about legitimacy and effectiveness, that's what you're proposing is to educate people, and to some extent, there's people within the liberty community themselves that need to be educated. Those people can be polarized, and they can be alienated by the fact that other people within the same liberty movement that are supposed to agree with them don't vote for them when they try to run. So, for instance,
I see it the other way, actually, Mark, because I think this is the nature of the rift, and it's not just an insignificant issue of voting versus not voting. This is about convincing our fellow liberty lovers to be on the same page in terms of freedom. I mean, do you think freedom is up for a vote?
I don't think that it should be. However, it is. You have the option of choosing between the lesser of two evils. And it seems to me, if you can save somebody from being having the force of government used upon them, that's what the right thing to do is.
We'll come back more with Wes Bertrand here in a moment from CompleteLiberty.com. And this is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at herbalhealer.com,
but not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. $1,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This show is called Free Talk Live, and that's because you can call in and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether it's arcane or popular, we'll talk about it. 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we have there free, so head on over there and enjoy stuff like our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of politicians, there's a politician called John Dennis. He's running in San Francisco out there in California, where he's running against Nancy Pelosi. Truly a case where you can, it's not just the lesser of two evils. It's a guy who's only very, very little evil against somebody who's very, very evil. And go to johndennis2010.com. I've donated to his campaign. I recommend you do too. Take a look at his platforms. He's anti-war. He's a real Ron Paul Republican. Check him out, johndennis2010.com.
All right, so we've got Wes Bertrand on with us from CompleteLiberty.com. He's got his own podcast. It appears on LRN.fm, and he's got his own book, too, which you can download in all of its audiobook glory and, I believe, PDF as well. Is that all correct, Wes?
Yep. For free, indeed.
As it should be.
And his podcast is truly one of my favorite podcasts listen to.
Great.
I was recently taking a road trip, and that's the only time I listen to the competitors, right? So I download some of Wes's stuff just because, this is what I want to listen to when I'm on the road. So it's complete liberty.
Yep. And so we're here.
Keep you awake, hopefully.
Yeah,
it makes you think. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have a lot that you cover, and it's good stuff. And Wes actually goes out and puts his beliefs into effect, and he captures real audio with him talking to police and bureaucrats and things like that, and that's always interesting too. So
judges. Yeah.
So we're talking about the voting process here, and and whether or not one should participate in it, and reasons for and reasons against, and you are firmly set against it. In fact, would it be fair to say that you are firmly set against, and I don't know what that was.
That was probably Wes's.
Was that you, Wes? Okay. You're firmly set against getting involved in the political process at all. So would you in any way support running as an anarchist as a candidate in a political office?
That would be very funny. I think a lot of my friends would laugh at me. But I don't think that is a way to basically use our energy to achieve what we want. Because this is a hard issue to deal with, obviously, because we're all liberty lovers, and we see a whole spectrum of people doing a whole spectrum of things. And it's hard to criticize people who have really strong motivations to achieve liberty. But what I'm focused on is the principle involved here, because our end goal should be to get rid of this meme called government, this idea and behavior where people are obedient to authority, blindly obedient. And for example, like the outcomes of an election, you are basically agreeing to the outcome of the election by participating in the voting process, are you not?
Where does it say that?
Absolutely not.
No.
As far as I'm concerned, the election is, people being – it's essentially the gun in the room, as we've all used this analogy. The election is – the government is the gun, and the election is the scramble for the gun. And if I can get the gun – and I put it in my pocket and tell everybody, no, we're not going to use this to solve our problems, then, that gun has been used properly. However, somebody else is scrambling for it, and it seems to me a fool's errand to just sit there and say, you are using that gun in an illegitimate fashion, as they blow your brains out.
Well, those people that are trying to grab that gun, right, they expect you to abide by the outcome of that election, do they not?
I don't care. Yes, they expect all kinds of things. These same people would tell you that if you take a parking ticket to court, that you're wasting the taxpayers' money. I mean, these people have all kinds of crazy thoughts in their heads, and you and I would agree.
Exactly. They went to government schools, right?
Well, they did. Most of us did. I would agree with you that changing their minds is what we need to do. However, in the meantime, people are scrambling for that gun, and they're gaining more power.
So now, if you want to change people's minds, and I do, Wes, and that's why I do a radio show 6 nights a week, and I do outreach.
Yeah, and I really commend you guys for that. It's amazing.
And I do outreach here in Keene. You know, we get information into people's hands in various different ways. We've got Fully Informed Jury Association outreach. Just recently, there's been some courtroom outreach that have been encouraging people to not take plea bargains. So, there's different ways that we're reaching out to folks here in the Keene area, and I don't know what else is going on around the state. I think some School Sucks podcast outreach is also going on. So I agree that changing people's minds is important. And I think that to ignore the political process as a route to possibly change some minds is folly because, well, I can tell you that there's a surprising amount of people that come here to visit in New Hampshire. And I'll ask them a question of, well, how did you find out about all this? And their answer will be Ron Paul. And usually
or Harry Brown.
It's usually Ron Paul. And following that, sometimes it's Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report, but following that, it's usually some sort of statement like, yeah, but I've moved beyond Ron Paul. So what we see is that people are brought into the ideas of liberty by unprincipled political campaigns. Ron Paul, not a fully principled, liberty-loving guy. He's pretty darn close, but not quite there. But it's good enough to get the ideas, some of the important ideas out into people's heads, get them turning over, and get them possibly connected through perhaps hearing an interview with Free Talk Live with Ron Paul, then listening to more Free Talk Live, or whatever the path would be, seeing Dave Ridley report on something Ron Paul does to lead those people here. And as much as I might like to just say, well, we should be able to short-circuit that and not be able to bring people into the ideas of liberty without going through the political process, it's just a truth that people are coming to this movement through the political process, so why exclude those folks?
I'm reminded of Basquiat's broken window fallacy here. We're all familiar with that, right? The unseen costs?
Well, you're going to have to explain it for the listeners.
Okay, so when someone breaks a window, there's this idea that, it generated jobs because you have to hire someone to replace the window, to make the window, and all that. But what would have happened if the window were never broken? what would you do with the money that was saved in that process?
I'd either buy a Slurpee or a video game or a fur for my wife.
What's the relevance to this conversation, though?
Okay. The relevance is the same thing that Pete Ayer and Adam Miller are trying to promote with Liberty on Tour. They had a conversation with Ernest Hancock on Declare Your Independence on the 22nd and the 24th, and they were steadfast in their principles on this issue because he kept on coming back with the thing of, what about the revolutionary people? What about the Ron Paul people? You know, isn't this political process a way to actually achieve some semblance of freedom? And they said, well, yeah, maybe it's a way to actually infiltrate those ranks and convince people that this is not the right way to go if you want a stateless society, if you want to actually be a sovereign person and make your own choices with your own property. I mean, if that is the goal, we should expend all of our energy in that direction and not waste it on these things that are basically passively legitimizing the very system that we want to get rid of, because government itself is the mafia with a flag. So the rules they write up for people to abide by, the little, you know, the forms you have to fill out and the balance you write on, all that, it's been done by a criminal organization.
It has,
but involve yourself in that.
But Wes, not everybody is ready to sort of jump into the ideas of a voluntary society. People have a certain path that they follow, that, you know, steps that they take. And I think everybody in this room came through the political process. So there is,
okay.
I think there
so
is value to that.
There's some sentimentality to it.
Say what?
There's some sentimentality.
No. I don't think the broken window fallacy applies, because you're saying that, you know, the money without the broken window would be instead spent on working towards a voluntary society, and you use collectivist terms like, if we all got together and worked towards this goal. Well, not everybody wants to work towards that goal because we're not all there yet.
Right. That's what's so unrealistic about what you
have a stateless society, guys.
Wes, that's what's unrealistic about what you and Darren and other people that are so steadfast against the political process, you think that you can change the minds of enough people to just abandon it, and I'm telling you, you're having a tough time changing our minds, and we understand all
the
arguments.
Exactly, and so, this is why we need to talk about the principle involved.
How are you going to get the 3% of government bureaucrats that turn out every single election to stop voting?
By not complying.
I'm all in favor of not complying. Now try to convince everybody else to. More coming up here with Wes Bertrand at 800-259-9231. I'll do whatever it takes. Noncompliance, civil disobedience, political system stuff, I'll take it all. Whatever I can do to bring people to freedom.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen. All night.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Just bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. 259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. Hey, if you enjoyed this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us over at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the sale, so just start your shopping through amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you like Tara Lupo's history pieces on the LCL Report, then check out his new historical fiction novel, Pirates of Savannah. It's an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, society's outcasts, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discovering a new path to liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life was like in the 1700s and loaded with real obscure historical events that time has nearly erased and buried. Taryn is doing an experiment in intellectual property and taking a risk by giving away the ebook completely free. You can check out the first 3 chapters now at piratesofsavannahbook.com. Again, it's piratesofsavannahbook.com.
All right, as we continue with Wes Bertrand is with us from CompleteLiberty.com. We're talking about involvement in the political system, specifically voting, but generally he's against any sort of political system involvement. And I have to say that while I agree with the sentiment, that I agree that non-cooperation and civil disobedience and outreach are far more important to me personally as far as methods of achieving liberty in our lifetime, I think it's silly to ignore this political process simply because people aren't ignoring it. I mean, they are paying attention to it. And
it gets a lot of coverage.
It gets coverage. It gets you free press if you run as a political candidate. And we just got off the phone with Wes, or he's still here with us, but in the last segment, we ended the segment, and I was pointing out that I agree, noncompliance is absolutely the way to clog the system, to force, essentially, the system to ignore you at some point. Because if you clog it enough, it's going to have to just give up. It's not going to have enough money to run through everybody and to process it and to do the court trials and all of that. And right now, here in New Hampshire, where we're doing the show, the court system is incredibly burdened. They are so overloaded, they actually have to shut down. They have to go out on furlough days once a month, unpaid furloughs, and completely shut down all the courts in New Hampshire. They're just loaded up. So it wouldn't really take a lot to really start to change these aggressors' minds about the things that they decide to enforce. If they just stopped enforcing bad laws, then they wouldn't have such a big load in their court system. And I think that noncompliance can go a long way toward helping those things happen. But, Wes, it's unrealistic to believe that most people, I think, are going to engage themselves in noncompliance. I mean, it's hard enough to get liberty activists to agree to noncomply with the government. It's scary. These people have cages and guns, and people are frightened by this idea.
You're absolutely right, and this is the project, in a sense. The first project is convincing our fellow liberty lovers that there are certain ways to achieve liberty, like a stateless society. For one thing, there's an assortment of people in the Free State Project. There's minarchists and anarchists, right? There's voluntarists, and there's people that believe in limited government, classical liberalism, and so on and so forth. So until those contradictions are kind of ferreted out and understood, it's as if we're not going to be a united front in this. And then
we're not ever going to have a united front. Why can't we just accept that up front and stop wasting our time trying to
make the good the perfect of the enemy of the perfect?
Okay, so then I think the people that actually believe in liberty shouldn't be doing the things that are antithetical to liberty, do you think?
Well, but you have not proven that voting is in fact antithetical to liberty. I mean, you say it, but that doesn't make it so.
All right, so let's get into this then. This is a philosophical idea. It's opinion versus truth. It's pragmatism versus principle. So trying to defend yourself from bad laws through the political process, through electing people in there and voting on propositions and all that, is different in principle from trying to destroy the meme of obedience to governmental law itself. And each of these will yield fundamentally different outcomes in social organization.
I don't know if I agree with
that. Statist.
Right.
I have to a free market.
I would have to disagree. Yeah, I have to disagree, too. For one, I think that there's always going to be governmental rule, whether you want to use the term or not.
If you believe that, then you'll never achieve a stateless society.
Let me finish what I'm saying. By government, I mean by governmental rule, I mean things that govern your behavior. For instance, my behavior is governed by my fire insurance policy that I have on my house. Because, if I decide to burn my own house down, I'm not going to get paid. I'm not allowed to do that. They are not going to protect me against arson that I commit. So it is a governing document. Your behavior is still going to be governed. What you're talking about is competition between government bodies, the ability to choose governmental bodies. And so therefore, following governmental rule doesn't actually have to be undermined. It only has to be expanded, the thought process, for people to say, oh, government bodies don't actually have to rule over land masses. They could just serve people the way they're really supposed to.
Okay, but isn't that equivocating on the very definition of government? Because it's a coercive monopoly.
Yes, I agree.
I agree with you, Wes. I can't stand the term.
Who gets to define that?
Dictionary. Well, I mean, we have to define our terms.
Does the dictionary say coercive monopoly?
It's legitimized force by society, basically, a group of people that claim to have the legitimacy over other people's property rights.
And so you're claiming that there's never going to be legitimized in the world you're talking about? There's no force, because no force would be legitimized by everyone, right? And especially the person it's used against.
Yeah, imagine a world. Can you imagine a world that's all privately owned? There's no public property.
I'm fine with that, sure. But that doesn't mean that there wouldn't be force.
Well, there would be retaliatory force for anyone that violates rights, and that would be very minuscule compared to today.
Agreed. I mean, the threats of force. I mean, the government threatens force far more than it uses it. I entirely agree with you, but that doesn't change the fact that force is still legitimate, and I am still a governing body on my property. So you still haven't gotten away from this, the definition of monopolized force. I've got monopolized force on my property, right?
Yeah, you have, as a property owner, you have jurisdiction, right?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore,
says, no,
you're not
actually.
Proposing. So therefore, you're not proposing to get a getting rid of governments. You're proposing to get a getting rid of what we know as government today. However, it's going to morph into something in the future. We know that for certain. The government will morph into something new in the future. So therefore, all you have to you don't have to undermine the power of, you know, people believing in governmental bodies. You just have to change the paradigm in their mind that these governmental bodies have to be attached to land masses, and they must have monopolies on those land masses.
Well, y'all
That's
could do it however
way to
you
skin
want.
The cat.
Yeah, y'all can do it however you
right.
want.
But you see, so therefore, you can't say me, who believes that you should have the right to do what you want on your property, including seceding and getting out of whatever republic it is that I believe in. I'm, you know, the right. base level anarchist on that, if you want to use that terminology. So you can't claim that therefore what I'm doing by voting is then illegitimate, because all I propose to do is tell people that, hey, governments don't need to be attached to land masses.
Yeah, but the process of voting is playing by rules of an organization that is not about self-governance. It's about coercing people out of their time and money and property, and it's not legitimate in any way.
And we would love for people to stop playing by the rules, Wes, but that's not very likely, is it?
But that is the goal, is it not? Like, what if we had a world in which everyone followed natural law instead of statist law?
Then the government wouldn't exist, but we're not there today. So I think these guys are trying to get you. Hold on. I think these guys are trying to get you to acknowledge the reality of today, and that is that people are scared S-less of the government. They're scared to stand up to it. They're scared to tell it no, because they have nasty men with guns and cages, and they will drag you off to them if you tell them no.
And
enough.
About all they're willing to do is go out and cast a vote. Unfortunately, I want to change that. I want to encourage more people to do non-cooperation. That's why I'm setting the example, Wes. That's why I'm here. I'm going out there, and I'm doing more than non-cooperating. I'm civilly disobeying. I'm standing in front of police cars. I'm being arrested. I'm also non-cooperating when they come after me for various different things. So I'm setting the example, but I'm not seeing a huge groundswell in other people that are willing to come on board. When I stood in front of the police cars, there were 20 or more activists that were standing alongside of the road, and I said, come on over, guys. You know, come on over. Join in.
You just look like a silly guy standing in front of a cop car, because they didn't come.
Well, three people did, but they all
got arrested.
And it was more than we'd ever had, so there is growth, but it is incredibly slow, and these are people, a group of people that understand non-cooperation. These are people that agree with non-cooperation, but in their lives, at that time, it wasn't right for them. Lauren and Jim were standing there. They'd already done it several months earlier. They already had a court case going on. That makes sense. There were also people there that had a job to report to the next day, and they feel like they've got other things that are more important than going to jail, and that makes sense too. Unfortunately, not everybody is in this position where it is possible mentally and physically and emotionally for them to jump on board with this. So in the meantime, if they want to support an anarchist running for a political office, who am I to down them for
that? The last people we should be convincing to not vote right now are liberty-minded people. Convince the statists not to vote, Wes.
Great conversation. People can visit you at CompleteLiberty.com, and I thank you for the call. More coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.